Beginning current daf, sechtes vachem daf ayin dal. Beginning with basic, and tismat, the beginning of the Gemara, if you want to say, sovelo kribaliyaza. But what does this mean? What are we addressing over here? So, Peshba Kuntris Beloshin Rishon, Rashi in his first version, he explains Shmuel. We're trying to explain Shmuel. The Amalel that it had previously said, Savak Bezke Chavim. And the Svek Sveka Asurin, they're all forbidden. Bashar Asurin, Leslie, and he doesn't hold that case by other Yisurin, he holds that it's Mutu by Svek Sveka. Oh, Domik Rebelesa. Oh, he's going like a blessed the Islay that he holds fake spake about Bezik Chav Masurin. That yeah, by this is how we see the stringency of even the double doubt. That none, as we learn in the Mishnah, not lament the eats him, you take from the Abba Dazar wood. Asrim Ba no, it's forbidden to have benefit. Hizik ben Esa Taner, you heat up the oven. If it's Chadr Shuta, if it's a new oven, you have to shatter it because that's what made the oven, Yalshin Yutzen. If it's old, you have to let it cool down. Offer by Sapas, let's say you bake bread with that wood. Asrim Ba no, that bread is forbidden to benefit. The Sav Bacheris, if that bread was mixed with others, Bacheris, Bacheris, and others with others. Ad infinitum, dable svake svake, which is a doubt of a doubt, kumus to mana, the offer been that benefit. That's the Tanakh Amar. Less Amis says, Yelchano liyamamel, you have to throw the benefit to the Dead Sea. Osa Amis, libeleza, so you see, according to Beleza, that svake svake above is a kachabim, midabai pidin from the fact that it has to be redeemed. Obviously, it's forbidden. That's how Rashi in the first version explains the Gemara. Says, Taste of Kasha Lorain Tam. This is difficult to Rabbein Tam. Chod, first of all, my sabbala kribeleza, what are you saying, kribeleza? Rabban and Nami Astri, the Rabban also say it's forbidden. And it's pushing it to say it doesn't mean just him, it means him and those who disagree with him. And to the contrary, if anything, Rabban holds it's more forbidden that you can't ever redeem it. Boy, moreover, Rabban Lezer b'shari sur nami as awesome. Rabban Lezer doesn't say this is just Shmuel's whole halacha wanted to know that he says only stringency is fake in Avodah Zarah. Rabban Lezer doesn't say he's teaching only in Avodah Zarah. Boy, moreover, the Havalei Meima should have said ditnan. It should have said, as we learned in the Mishnah, it should have brought the Mishnah over there. Like, we don't usually just quote a Tana and say, oh, like him. We say what we're referring to. The Kivish Lahutzker Bekulish Maite wasn't mentioned this whole sugi, so why doesn't it say what it's referring to? Void more of the El Pirish, the Gemara previously explains, the Legacy in the Hassam, we don't have the gears actually with the Bacheris Bacheris. But according to this, it should say that because that's the whole point of Sfek Sveka. Void more of the Shakasabachal Svarim, and all the texts actually, it's written different words in our Gemara. It says, Sabala Kreb Leaza. That's obviously referring to something totally different, which is actually something that our Gemara previously brought. So Benira says, it would seem Koloshin Achren, Shepesh Bukundris, Rashi in the second version says a totally different interpretation of what the Gemara is going on. Dereb Shimon, not going on Shmuel, Dereb Shimon, Savala Krebliyazer, he's going like Krebliyazer, the one that says, Toilin as Isser Lahakal. We suspend the prohibition to be lenient, but limit to say, it's the prohibition that had left. The Amma that he says, in Karavarishan Shalachas, that he says, well, if the first one was sacrificed, you could book all the Rishon, all the heads could be sacrificed. And that's what Reb Shimon was going. That he says, it goes from Rebu to Shleisha. The Gemara wants to know, well, what, why Dafka to Shleisha? Why doesn't help specifically, why can't it be just for two? So that's what the Gemara is saying, that another answer, the Reb Shimon is like Rebeliezer, like actually Rebeliezer, according to Rebeliezer, the Reb Shimon Amen Aleph, that once one of them is sacrificed, we're toiling to say that was the one that was done. Lam Rebeliezer, now Rebeliezer had said, Lohit Rebeliezer, and specifically this qualification of Rebeliezer, he says, oh, Rebeliezer didn't permit, Elish Shnaim Shnaim, only two at a time. Ah, so now we can understand, says the Gemara Reb Shimon. Here, when the prohibition, it's a davach hasha falls into a myriad to 10,000. We said it's certain, it's forbidden. That's the first doubt. And since they're significant, these pomegranates, they don't become nullified. Now, Mibibu Le Gimel, why we say specifically from a myriad to three? Double Svek Svek, because now it's a double doubt. The Amar Isur Beruba Ise, we say that the prohibition is in the majority. Because V'ilu Arba Mutarin, meaning, if actually, what the Gemara is saying is, the reason why Reb Shimon permitted Dafko and the falls from Reb into three, because then you have, now that there was three, and now you have one more, so now you have, four that's over here. So Reb Shimon holds a Kribalaza. Yeah, you're right. We don't permit Bakum Svek Sveka. Only when there's two at a time, like Rabbi said, explain. So that's what I'm saying, that v'ilu arba mutarin, if there's four, would be permitted, and we need to have four, kadeshim kur shnayim shnayim, so that you could sell two at a time. because the nafal mibayz vushlishi. Now, if it was two and now it's three, nimsa echad biyisuri, then it comes out one would still be prohibited because you're im krash naim, that when you would sell two of them because you'd be left with an individual, and that was the whole halacha that one at a time doesn't work. Now, I v'lohanes mekul mebasa achas, and to say, oh no, just sell all three at the same time, pshita das, it's obvious that would be forbidden, because like we previously explained, because you can't, because that is the isser definitely here, you can't do it all at one time. All at one time would be for sure saying that the isser is somewhere here. And the Chayyim has a such a Omer that he says, Zikru v'arishim kulon, to sacrifice all the heads, lo ila hakav bevasa achas, mati, he wasn't permitting at one shot, only two at a time. And that's what our Gemara here is saying, it's on Reb Shimon, according to Reb Elazar, in Reb Eliezer, that's why it's specifically three, which now it's four, then it's going to be permitted in Svek Sveka, because if not, it's going to be also like the Reb Eliezer holds. Now, Benir, it seems the in Alocha Gishmol, Alocha is not like Shmuel. I feel a bit Svek Sveka, but even the double doubt in Avodah Zara, meaning we're not Machma like him. The Kamal Karab, because we rule like Rav when it comes to prohibitory law. And the truth is, by philosophic reason, even regarding the first doubt, Nira would seem to shari by lachas anoli amamach that you could permit it by throwing the benefit of that value of that issa to the Dead Sea. The kaimel kabbalezer, because we rule like kabbalezer, perikot saman abedzot of memtesam peis. And b'fulu l'sharis from ha'y amir bein shmol. Even for other prohibition of bein shmol, says shishlim pidyon that you could redeem a kibishle like we had previously explained. Tavain beis and beis the maskel kulon, and it's not even for abedzara that's an option for all yisurim. Next test master begins gemara. The Arab of Lad Treif of Reb Elazar. We could say, oh, it's talking about that it got mixed up with the offspring of a Treif animal, and it's going like Reb Elazar, who says that that's us, which obviously is not recognizable. Now, Philim Adama, now even according to the one who holds, he who blood the Nirvo, that meaning that holds that the offspring it was also sodomized like the mother, Loim Minon, we don't say he who blood the Nitrifu, that it and the mother became a Treif. Because the fetus has its own vitality. It's not like it becomes a trefa with the mother. So that's what we're saying, that this is specifically Reb Elazar's shita that holds that the trefa is forbidden, because the fact that the trefa would be by the mother, that would not affect the status of the it's no mice over here to affect the status of the offspring. Next says Mata begins Gemara. Hay Moshe v'Hay Ogel. All are different. One is elongated and one is round. So Tesh from Temi can say Ha Adam a Perikel Trevis. This is the Gemara says Nechunav Nagimal Beis Sopik Shunder Sopik Kanya. You're not sure if the hole it has is from a cat or from a reed. Ema Kanya, say it's from a reed. What Hayav Shalavar? But why can't you verify it? Like we're saying here in our Gemara, Hay Moshe v'Hay Ogel. One is round. One is elongated. So if there's something you could say is no, the Hanemilimin is evil and mala. That's only from a creature like a wolf and bigger. But regarding a cat, that's what the Gemara is saying, it would not be recognizable. Then so you could say, wait a second, McCain, if that's the case, Lashana, why doesn't the Gemara answer? They are Kubis Hakoit, but Jus is Chatol. Why can't you just say that one has a hole from a thorn, one has a hole from a cat, which you said is not differentiated, be able to differentiate it? We're talking about goats and with lambs. That's a trade over there. There's something you could say is that they would prefer to answer it regarding all the animals, and all animals bigger than Gedoyim and Tlum don't become trade from a cat. I have a Hadla Mashani. Why don't we answer the Arab Drusa, Caleb Drusa, Zeb? That if it got mixed up, it was pounced by a dog, and that with a wolf, because a dog is not a problem, and a wolf is. The Dilma F. Shalavar, because maybe that is possible to verify, and therefore there wouldn't be Tarevis. But that's not a good case for the Gemara. Next test master begins the Gemara of Abayus Micha. So the Gemara is asking, how could you do this thing that you're saying that when it's kachim, kachim, min b'minoi, okay, so, you know, bring it, l'shem yishahu. We don't know who's who's. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? But you have to do smicha. So the Gemara attempts to try to figure out, how are you getting out this problem? Which Tais says, what do you mean? And Tais addresses, he says, Lemas Lishnui is answering the question. And you cannot answer, but Oyber Tomat Birkam obviously does not require smicha. No, because Mashan Miperikal, meaning how the Gemara answers in Gemara, because the Gemara suddenly answers Gitnaf Chav Chesm of Eis. Kabashle Chatosim and Ninziyam. Someone sends his Chatos from overseas. The person will ask, I have a boy smicha, but he has to do smicha, he's not around, he's overseas. And Mashan the Gemara answers, oh, what type of Chatos? Bechatos, Oyf, a bird Chatos.
So maybe we could say the same thing over here. No, because the halacha b'zochem, he would talk about explicitly zochem, karbanos, which are animal sacrifices. Our Mishnah talks about grazing and redeeming, and that doesn't apply. You can't do that for a bird carbon. And you also can't say the halacha min b'mina when it gets in the same species, the firstborn ma'isa b'ma'isa, because the mashma d'mayr b'chol kachem, it sounds like you're talking about now all kachem, which that's not the case by bird carbons, which don't have these cases. Then the Tzitzit Tzitzit says, wait a second, but look, maybe Yerush, why don't you say it's Tumat inherited? Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, beginning Erech, and that Bezim and Alp. The Tzitzit says Yerush in the Semech. Yerush doesn't do Semecha. So maybe that's what the case is talking about. So there's no problem about not doing Semecha. Yeshem Tikkun says, no, the Gitan, you don't mean the Chatzal Hashem, because in our mission, we're talking about cases of mixing up Chatzal Hashem. So obviously, we're talking about similar cases, the Imboin Lachamisa, which Chatzal Hashem doesn't come after a person's death. So obviously, we're not talking about the Yerush. Then the Tzitzit Tzitzit, you can say, wait, but look, maybe Oral Batame, or the Gir says, the Havaka Oral Batame. Why didn't you say, like an uncircumcised person or a tummy person, the halachas, the mashachal come in the same, they could send the karbanas. Because they mean perak tummy nishcha, like the gemara says, psachim of samach bezim and av, because they can't come in because they're tummy. So obviously, evidently, they're not doing smicha because they're not there. So you see, that could be done. But then it says, maybe you can say, oh, boy, fire. No, that's tummy only when they bring bird karbanas, which doesn't require smicha. It's not true. Karmin hasn, the gemara says over there, the chalas vachim, all the zvachim, aral batum mashachim achulu, and v'oif lav zevachu, oif is not a zevach. It's not slaughtered. They do malikas. Obviously, we're talking about animal carbon. And v'chitim, we can say, oh, because b'chayim ma'isa, we're talking about b'chayim ma'isa, which doesn't require smicha, ha'kalas vachem kamen. No, it says all karbanas. V'chayim kasher, what's also difficult, parakal, again, the gemar gittin of chavachazim ha'beis, kebashalei chattasim n'en ziyam. When someone sends his chattas from overseas, which we just quoted before, the kaparach, the gemar asked if the v'boi smicha requires smicha. Wait, my question, what type of question is that? The arul v'tamim mishalchem kamen is able to smicha, but didn't we say arul tamim could send the karbanas without smicha? Obviously, you don't need smicha. What's the gemar's question when you're sending from far? You can say, no, he the Gittin, the Gemara Gittin that we're bringing right now. Since there's an element of doubt, because we have to sacrifice it, presumably that he's alive, but we don't know if he's still alive. So that's what we're saying, we should not have permitted it. Because, first of all, we don't know if he's alive. And second of all, he's not even able to do it in the right way with smicha. And therefore, that's why we say that, like, hey, how's he allowed to bring it? But again, in Arul V'tami, where we know he's alive, yeah, then you could bring it even without smicha. Now, mi hoch le'tochen l'taratzkin. But here, in our Gemara, you can't give us such an answer. Because here, the first question to be asked, that why in our sugya doesn't the Gemara explain that since the safik who's the bailam of each one, since it got mixed together, so you should be able to mark of it without smicha, but the evidence that's not me'akim. So how do you answer that question? That's the taste of the type of ayin him and alf. You can say zachanami here also. Kinnish just like the kondibur. There is a way to remedy it with grazing. Say in lasa b'leis smicha. Yeah, we shouldn't do it without smicha. Chaygav and lefagid nam lekamand. That's the gemara differentiates later on. The ayin vav and alf gabe asham regarding the asham from the islik the kondibur. Because there is a way of remedy with grazing, so we don't want to do it the other way. That's the same thing over here. And now v'hashul leitzicha behid the gittin leitamin rishon. Now we don't have to explain the gemara gittin like we explained previously. The asam nami. You could say even the efshal kam mitzvah smicha. Since you could fulfill the mitzvah smicha, shavien hu atzmi, they could bring it himself. That's what the gemara is asking. And alas, b'lo smicha shouldn't be able to do without smicha. Of course, but when he can't, like arvul tamei, then of course you could do it without smicha. But me, what's difficult is mahid b'sachem. The gemara b'sachem perkeich la pechesam a base. The gemara brings over the chamishas from this arva oris peschenya. Five people brought their carbon pass. That's when they had skinned their animals, and then benimtzi abels bechman. They find them in the pile of those five skins. One of the five animals has a wart in it, which is a mum. Obviously, one of them is his carbon pass was not valid. So the gemara says with the two malasa pesach sheni. They're all exempt from bringing a pesach sheni because apishayichum lahevi b'maisa pesach. Although they could bring a leftover pesach and bring that as the one in case he's the one that's obligated of a pesach sheni. And just for leyasu smicha, don't do smicha. No, afalachim to nimin, they're going to be exempt from the pesach lebay smicha because pesach does not require smicha. Maisa pesach bay smicha. So, and what are you going to do? You don't know. So, the gemara says, okay, they're all off the hook because we don't know. My kapedek says, what's the problem? In leyasu smicha, they don't do smicha. Bring it and don't do smicha because arul v'tamim mishalach gemara saying you said that they could bring their carbon, they could send the carbon without doing smicha. The Hashem says, you can say, since over there it's a doubt, the Shema Patu Malasa Pesach, maybe he's from the four that are part of him being a Karm Pesach, the Chacham did not make a remedy for him. Why? Even the Efshel Sakin, since you cannot remedy it, unless they're going to have to be violated and not doing smicha, they didn't institute something that would require the violation of the initial halacha. But says Tesha Meitim, it's a wonder because Ma'ishlam of the time of Krisis. What's different than the Gemara Krisis by Perek Dam Shchita? That Chavigim Lamenaf says the Shnei Mevim Chatzasachas. When we don't know regarding two people, okay, let them bring the Chatzas as one. So Amam Ma'isi Karm Balei Smicha. Obviously, you could bring a Karm without Smicha because you don't know who is the one, and you can't do the Smicha if it's not your Karm because it's being Mishtamish with Hektish. And you see that we could bring it, could they lift us as much, so to exempt himself. And if another person is zimmed up and zimmed up, says now you can bring karma with a stipulation, even though you can be the chama warmest sack, and even though you're violating not doing smicha. And that's the person who can say is no. The avpishat take a chacham. You're right. Although the sages institute a shi avik karma misafik b'le smicha, as you just brought a case, they can bring a carbon out of that without smicha, even though it's misafik. Can they live to take exempt himself? The kamokum carbon acher, but some other carbon shemuchoy smicha by the which is already definitely obligated in smicha. Again, meisar pesach. The case over there in Pesachim is only if you bring a pre-existing carbon called the meisar pesach, which is already chayiv. Then lo yitil lachacham l'avik b'le smicha. They didn't now allow you to bring that one without smicha, which would take away what we really know is obligated, and can they lift us up to exempt himself? And that's the difference between the two cases. But then says Tosafot, you're going to say, wait. V'ha d'tnam misef l'shkalam. What do you do with what it says in shkalam? And ma'isla perkish. Makadosh Gemara brings the kedushin of nonheim at alf. Behemish and then says ben Yerushalayim l'migdal eder. Anything in that radius between Yerushalayim and migdal eder. The loch is, since it's very close to Yerushalayim, we assume, suspect that it's from karbonis. Zacharim a oilis. The males will bring as oilis, and the capers as if chashlam a karbonis shlam. Now, v'asam habayi smicha. But those karbonis require smicha. So what are you going to do? How are you bringing it if you're not the bayil? If you're going to say, oh, we're talking about if the owner finds it, and that they could do smicha, the way mashmach, it doesn't sound like this, because the Tanya Hasam, the Bryce says of the Bereshayna, means to say like, oh, we'll be told that it's probably yours. No, because the Bryce says of the Bereshayna, in beginning they would take collateral from the ones who found it to bring it. Like, why wouldn't they want to bring it? Obviously, because it's not theirs. The ones who brought it, of course, is going to have to bring it. So again, how are they doing it without smicha? You could say, yeah, the shani asim, it's different. The elam takan acheres, less than kabanas. There's no remedy for those kabanas because the owners are lost from the animals. El shikur b'le smicha. Rather, they should bring it without smicha. And the tevel hakur b'le smicha. It's definitely better to bring it without smicha. Mimasha noyim yemusu that they should just die. That's what you could say is b'yayrish by a narrator shemakab kabanav that he brings his father's kabban avpish in the smicha although he doesn't smicha. But let me ha habay smicha. Don't say over requires smicha because yeah, we have no options. So if it's better to do it than nothing. Then it's just a time you can say, what do you do with the Gemara later on? If I involve my base, Lamacher, say, oh, tomorrow maybe Asham my beluga imay. He'll bring his Asham with his log with him. Meaning when we're not sure by a suffix mitzayra. So Vasa Asham toin smicha. Now that Asham requires smicha because it might be not that of the Asham mitzayra and it might be Shlamim. So it requires smicha. So obviously when we're saying you're doing smicha, al karchan hand b'kavas, yeah, just like some type of like surface hand touching. V'leib smicha gemura and not a full-fledged smicha, l'man dama, because according to one who says smicha is al shem etzer lav d'raisa, it's not biblical. So obviously you can't do smicha because you're utilizing kachim without permission. Now the question is, how are you doing it? If it's a shlam, how are you doing it without smicha? You're just doing this like surface touching. Habayi smicha, but it has to be smicha. A full-fledged shmicha, as you said, a carbon requires it. And we must be talking about men. Can milk with the sefta? It's obviously the sefta. It's not. You can't say it's by women. So how do we understand how you're doing without shmicha? The Hashem exists. Did the kun negav shani? Yeah, to remedy the person. That's difficult. Amar could come and namehasam Allah that he, like the Gemara says on that. That yeah, because hey, we don't want to remain the mitzayra that to be asur kachim forever. But you're right. In general, shmicha has to be done. What do you do with the Maikon of Tezvav on my base? That the halacha is the Avil in Meshalech Kabbanaisab. A mourner doesn't send his Kabbanah. Meshim Lechsev, because it says Shlamim. Shlamim is Kishu Shalom when he's Hovelik, Shuchas, and not when he's lacking. Avil Ilav Krab, but if not for the Pasuk, he would send? What do you mean? But how could he send? He's not doing Smicha. A Kalukumi could explain, but if you're right, it's either Toma by a bird or become a Nashim, or it's Toma a women's covenant. That is no smicha. So when the Gemara there asked Menuda regarding someone's excommunication, what's the halacha regarding sending his kabbanas? Same thing would be if or Nashim. I bought the comment that the Gemara said with the Tashmats being a raya, all the years that the Jews were in the desert, Menudim Hayu, they were in excommunication, and they sent the kabbanas. What do you mean? How could they send it? That's a Toma every single day that, again, that doesn't have smicha. And again, that's how they were able to do it. Then it says, but then we're going to say, wait, what did you do with the Mishnah, Perek Basin Menachas, Nafkovazan Merav, Perashti, Ben Bokker, Ve'eni Dea, Ma Perashti, Maybe Par, Ve'egel, or Kama Gemara. The Gemara says, Gabi Shishal and Adav, meaning, what do you do when you don't know what you specified? So it's regarding the six containers they had for Nadav, it's Echemem Lapar, Ve'echel Egel.
Now, question is, how could you put it in there? But even if you're going to put it into the box that goes for those type of carbonas, but again, you don't know what the carbon is, what the owner is, and you can't do smicha. If someone says it exists, there's talking about, actually, it wasn't a carbon that was obligated. It was for donations for the Kaisim Mizbeach, which is considered a nidava of the community, and therefore, that doesn't require smicha. So that's, again, not a difficulty.
Says Taisis, Miu, I mean, question, what's difficult is my hidah chalam menachas boys matzav. The Gemara menachas have some reason based. Some of the Gemara says a shlich carbonais mevinin seyam. Someone sends his carbon from overseas. Koyin meinif al yodin. The coin will do the tenu for the waving for him. Now behechad abad hachi. How could he do that? Okay, let him do the tenu for by smicha. Again, the carbon he has to do smicha on because megatani meinif. And the fact that it says doing tenu for mashmadar b'shlam. That's the one that you do tenu on. So again, shlamim requires smicha. You can't explain, oh, it's a carbon of a woman that does no smicha. We already said in the Risha of Isha kind of men of a yada that a kind always does snoof for the woman. So, who's the case from overseas? But Deichel Amida, and it's pushing it to say that's talking about carbon arul b'tamei, specifically carbon of arul b'tamei that again, that we already said that they can't do. So, that's difficult. Now, Mahanach Kusha Shekshisi, and he says, now all the questions that I'm asking, including this last one, they're not difficult according to the first explanation I gave. Because you're right, they're not concerned about smicha. Those are only concerns when there's another concern. The shemei nekayim, maybe the guy's not even alive, and with that, he's not even doing smicha anyway. That's when we disqualify. Now, that's only applicable by a sin offering. Because the mesu, because if he's dead, the mesu by left, the owner dies, lemisa, so it's going to go to death. So like, hey, we're not going to do it anyway. Abashar kabanis, lali, but you're right, other kabanis, which you can do after his death, that's not a concern. We're not going to disqualify it. And you're right, then smicha is not going to be the akir. So according to that pshat, it's not difficult. But according to the last pshat I said, the chol heichot yochel esaka nadavu, whenever you could remedy ulekayim mitzvah smicha and to do the mitzmicha in lasbo smicha, you shouldn't do it as smicha. Kasha, this and all those questions I'm asking are difficult. So says there's something you can say is, the Arabi Yairish. Truth is, we're talking about the inheritor, Rabbi Yehuda. The Mnei says, Yairish in the Semech. So that's why you could send from overseas, like in this Gemara where he's doing the tnufa and including there's no need for smicha because of Yairish. Why does not Gemara answer that the question is like, because again, it has to be similar to a case of chatzis that Mishnah speaks about. It's like we explained that there is no yerush by chatzis because chatzis means baleo, the chatzis dies. So regarding the Gemara Gittin of Chotches Meralf, Hashleich Chatasai Katani. There also says he sends his chatzis, so therefore he can't say he's talking about a yerush. Now, the Yishlat Tumub says, what you have to wonder is like this. What's the pshat? Why could they send the karbon? So efshal oral, but it's possible the oral achiyam until he circumcises. Or tummy for the tummy person adesh yita until he purifies himself. V'yasu smicha. Like I said, if it's possible to remedy, we require smicha, and then he'll be able to do it with smicha. So why are they sending? Why do we allow them to do it without smicha? So instead of an eruv, it seemed to say the bo'isim she'elam takana airi. We're talking about those that actually there is no remedy. Why? We're talking about an uncircumcised person that his brothers died because of circumcision. That you can't do circumcision. He can't be circumcised for the rest of his life. Because he might die. And because the that healing, that tuma is not dependent on him. He doesn't know when his tzaras is going to end and when his ziva is going to end. Or you could say, we're talking about a limited time carbon, which is tali on the yomtiv. That he would violate of delaying it if he would wait till it becomes pure. And therefore, that's why there's no takana, and therefore they could do it without smicha. Okay, so you're right. In those cases, you're saying smicha is not going to be holding back the validity. But still, but okay, now you're saying that they can't do smicha, but then maybe you should say the following Talmudic principle. Whatever you cannot do the mixing, the mixing is critical, which is a that's the case that in Menachas that it talks about, but it's a global concept. So to Masech Deshkalim, the Kriyas, the Nazir, the Chalani, Nami, all these cases, the Einyach Chayil and Lismaich Mitam Safik, where you can't do smicha because of a doubt, Chasr Shabbat, then they should be qualified as Einyach and Labila, that you know, you're not fit for that concept. And therefore, then hence, that should automatically disqualify it. So even though you don't even need to do it, but if it's not possible to do it, then that itself already disqualifies it. Yeshem Tzad, we can say, is the Nafgalon, we learn out specifically, Mahadam Rina, and prepare, give him the money cut, and of Tezain Meralf, or Yom Boyal HaKodesh, or Lachatz HaPanimis, Lashoz by Kodesh, Yaakov Chatasai. Then the day that he comes to the holy area, to the inner courtyard, to serve in the holiness, to sacrifice his chatas, zu asir se'efa. This refers to the tenth of the efa flower. Shakoin mevi b'shor shabot chilul avod, his minchas chinuch, when he comes to inaugurate, to do the avodah for the first time. V'darash hasam Reb Shimon b'voyu yakir. What does it mean when he comes to sacrifice? B'zman sh'roh labiyah, when he's fit to come, roh lakrov, and then he's fit to sacrifice. B'zman sh'in roh labiyah, when he's not fit to enter into the azar, in roh lakrov, and then he's not fit for sacrifice. Good going. Tami meisu mitzayra. Like someone who's coming from a dead person or mitzayra. Mashma sounds like dafka sir seifa. That the Gezer Kadav telling us specifically that carbon you can't do and you can't enter. Avashar kabon is mishalech. But that the inference is other carbons you could send. How could you send? You're not doing smicha. Obviously, you see smicha is not ma'akiv, even though you can't do it. Mu in kokach raim is that. But since there's not such a proof from this, because the Dilma, maybe hod mishalech shar kabon is maybe this that it's saying, but other carbons you could send besides the mechas chenach. Hain mahani, maybe it's those the leboy smicha that doesn't require smicha. Dumin asir seifa, similar to the flower offering that doesn't require any smicha. Now, yeshu daktik, you could infer mahod deshin b'teres kainim. It says in teres kainim, it says mizayvay from his ziva discharge, which teaches the leboy negav, but not from his negav tzaras. Shema, what we learn from this is the tamei mishalech kabon naisav, that a tamei person could send his karbonis, the bavos karbonari that we're talking about by the sending of his carbon. Just going on the drasha there, the Gemara, the Teres Kainim is saying, says kiyita azav mizayvay, that even if he only is purified only from zayvay, but not from his nega, he still has his nega tzras, he could still bring his carbon of ziva. So obviously, even though he's still tummy from his nega, you see, he's still going to send his karbonis, which evidently, since he can't come in, is even without smicha. But you could also infer from the fact that we minimize someone who's tummy can't do ri'ya, can't throw himself into the azar, because it says vavesim shama, you should bring them there, which is called sheshna bebiyash maba. Whoever could enter brings. But if you can't, then you don't bring a carbon. Obviously, other carbonists, even though you can enter, you do bring. Obviously, the Gezer Kadav is teaching us that regarding smicha, we don't care that you're not fit to do the smicha. But according to one who says, and the Flamed Bezim Aleph, the Tomei bar smicha, actually, that a Tomei person could do smicha, could maybe, even though it's be b'miktzah, but that's not considered be, and he could enter it, he could insert his hands into smicha, then you cannot infer from these psukim, when you cannot do smicha, because you can't prove from a Tomei person, because a Tomei person could do. You can't prove that smicha should not be critical, because of the fact that you're not fit to do it. But you could say, no, it's not true. According to one who holds, partial entry is not considered entry, so therefore, technically, you would think, okay, wait, a tummy person could do smicha. It's not true. Because he would hold, whoever does smicha, reisha berubai, who machnas, he has to stick his head and the majority of his body in, that's already more than bi b'miktzis. So you say a tummy person cannot. And then our inference would be correct. Or additionally, you could say, islay de menachi tafen, he holds it has to be on the northern part where there's no way to enter over there in the partial way. Amandis really the Levin Rosh Berubah, and according to one holds that you don't need the head and majority of the body to do smicha, because he would hold Biba Mikta Shema Biba, that partial entry is considered Biba. So again, according to everyone, you could technically say that you could, we could prove from the Allah of Tameh who cannot do smicha. What's still a little difficult is he take the smicha shchita lav the rice. If the halacha having the smicha right before the shchita is not biblical, and if that's the case, he could do smicha. How could you smicha as a tummy person? Not right from the outside, because it doesn't have to be right before the shchita. Yeshua said, you can say this, but the parakal psun, the gemara, the devil, the maskin, it comes out to take the smicha shchita the rice. That is biblical, and again, therefore, araya is correct that we don't say kol she'ein a royal labi labi l'makevas, but regarding the halacha of a smicha.